Komoya Watamanui, France and Tine, and this is your Wātea English News. Save the Children says there's nothing in the government's ram raid offending bill that will prevent youth crime. The organisation is making a submission to the Select Committee today. Advocacy Director Jackie Southeast says ram raids are happening at a far lower rate than in 2022, when young people were not at school because of COVID and families were struggling. Its research shows prevention is better than harsh punishment later.
We want to prevent harm to children that are involved in these types of offending, and we know that this is happening because of a breakdown in social settings, whether it's because they've got stuff going on at home that needs to be sorted out, or whether they're socialising with the wrong groups. You know, some of these are very young children and they need to be supported to not be committing these offences in the first place, rather than, you know, straight into basically children's prisons after the event.
Jackie Southey says draconian policies impact Māori communities more harshly. And a Māori epidemiologist is trying to build up the Māori workforce preparing for the next pandemic. Te Pora Thompson from Ngāti Haua is director of Te Niwha, a research partnership between the University of Otago and the Institute of Environmental Science and Research. The next pandemic is likely to come from some sort of avian flu, so Te Niwha is working on a project to build a portable infield environmental DNA detection tool for bird flu and other viruses. She says it's crucial to involve Māori and Pacifica communities in such projects, even if there are current gaps in skills and expertise.
We have very few Māori clinicians. We have very few microbiologists, immunologists, for example. So it's crucial that we get going, collaborate, work with very early and have a look at who are our people that we can support into roles such as these. What are the things that we can do in communities and kura with our iwi at the marae?
Te Pora Thompson. And lastly, New Zealand First Deputy Leader Shane Jones says there is a cost to professional sport, which the Hurricanes Power are learning. The women's rugby team is bucking management by continuing to perform haka opposing the government policies. Mr. Jones says they need to respect not only their supporters, but their financial backers.
They deserve respect and they deserve esteem as well. And they're not all comfortable with politicisation. Let's face it, Toitū Te Tiriti is a term politically owned by the Māori Party. Now, if you want to produce results that promote the Māori Party, come into parliamentary politics. Don't exploit the rugby-playing public to advance the interests of only one political party.
And that's your Wātea English News.